Rockstar has said that Scarface is trustful. Is trustable. Trustable? The fuck?
Give me a trustworthy.
Thanks, Sir. Jesus Christ. How do I survive?
The Fantasy Football Show.
Happy Friday, patrons. It's the end of the week. It's a couple of days until the final FPL game week of the season. This is the last time James and I will be planning our differential team. I think North v South is so dead that even that it physically would be impossible for you to beat me, even if every single player in your team scored 15 points or something stupid. How we doing, James? You free hitting away? You tinkering away?
I was all right until you started this podcast and you started getting really fucking harsh on me already. All right, so it's on, yeah? It's game week 38. It's on, yeah?
Tinkerman.
he hasn't been promoted yet.
Nah, are you tinkering? Are you one of the tinkermen?
As in for...
Free hit. How's
as
your,
in my personal your... team?
Yeah.
I haven't set a final yet, but I think I'm probably in a position now where I'm down to sort of 16 players or so under consideration. There's a few players who are going to...
Considering you can only pick 15, that's not
the
bad.
The thing is, I don't really want to overthink it because essentially what happens with Man City is going to affect all my decision making.
Right.
Now, if the three City guys I've got, Sterling, De Bruyne and Jesus, which I'm happy to just to run with them, to be honest... If suddenly they're not in the team, doesn't matter how much fucking planning I put together, I need to make fast decisions. And the planning goes out the window. But there's a few players, Aubameyang, Antonio, Richarlison, who are very much under consideration, and I could end up with all of them or none of them, basically. That's where it's at the moment. That's what it centres around, I think.
What are your thoughts on Raheem? Let's just get it out there. I know your thoughts because I follow you on Twitter, but you think that there's no issue and there's nothing to worry about and he's not chilling and jamming and putting his feet up wherever
I genuinely don't think there's any fucking issue at all. Going to France for a day for a footballer on a private jet is like just having a little drive down to the Midlands for Raheem Sterling. It is really no big deal at all. He will have gone with permission to go.
There's no doubt
about it. There's no issue. I think some people said, doesn't he have to go on to lockdown when he returns? You forgot that Serge Aurier was in France last week as well. So I really don't think there's anything in it at all. It does not mean that he will or he won't start at the weekend. But genuinely, it's fucking nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
I'm going to laugh so hard if he doesn't start on Sunday. But there's every chance he won't start.
I'm just going to take him out of my team.
Yeah. Well, if you know.
I will know.
You think so? You think the team will drop?
I think the Man City team will be known. And that's one. What I need to figure out most next really is what the contingency plans are for if Raheem Sterling is not in the team. So I think, for example, if Raheem Sterling is not in the team, I'll end up with Aubameyang almost definitely. So that's what I need to know. Which three City players do I end up with? What's my team going to be from there?
Cool. Are you going to reveal your free hit team? Are you going to wait till after?
I can't reveal it because I don't know what it is.
No, not now. On the day, will you reveal it before or after?
Well, I've said to the guys on my stream, we'll start streaming at 1:30 PM and then at 2:45 PM, I ain't answering any questions because I'd be doing my own team. And then at 3 o'clock, I'll do analysis of the teams and then I'll piss off and watch Tottenham.
Enjoy.
That's the truth. I'll share what I believe is trustable. I think for the benefit of the patrons, Rockstar has said that Scarface is trustful. Is trustable. Trustable? The fuck?
Trustworthy.
Thanks, Sir. Jesus Christ. How do I survive? That's right. So... And his return rate so far is 100%. He's basically said he's going to have it. That's where we're going. That's what I'll be trusting. And I don't think it's there to be as a stitch up. That's where it looks like the information is going to come from is Scarface.
I need to figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, yeah, I know you do. I think what I'm happy to say is at the moment I'm leaning towards a double Burnley. which would be...
Not tripling up.
No, I think a double, which will be Pope plus... It could be any of them, to be honest. I think it's going to end up being Bardsley. Because, just purely because I'm not going to have the Burnley team, I don't think. And if Taylor has got any chance at all, it's not worth going down the Peters route. So I think I'll just go Bardsley. I think I'm going to keep Trent and Robbo. That'll be my three at the back. I think I'm going to keep Danny Ings. I think the three of City I've got at the moment is De Bruyne, Sterling, Jesus. I think I'd almost be loath to change that as the three most powerful players if they all start. The one that's bugging me is Martial.
Can you find a way to get him in?
Easy. But it's bugging me as a choice. It's bugging me as a choice because I know you'll have him.
Correct.
And it's also bugging me on what I said yesterday on the podcast is bugging me. And do you know what I did? Last thing I did last night, I went to go to bed and I went, suddenly I had a flashback of Martial's goal at Wolves. Let me check if Ryan Bennett was playing in that game. Yep. So Martial's the one I'm worried about. But then that means, am I making a direct switch from Fernandes to Martial? Because I won't go with both, I don't think.
Okay.
I like my team. There's not a lot I want to do with it. It's just strategising now. And like Antonio as a shout, playing OOP, etc. I think he could potentially bully them a bit, particularly if suddenly the game swings on a day where Villa need to score. And if you listen to COTC today, I'm telling you Richarlison will come back in your thoughts. Because the boys have got exactly the same opinion as me, Spirit Blues and AFC BNG, that this is the game that could go off. They feel the same. So Sean's predicted 2-2 and Neil's predicted 4-3 to Bournemouth. And as Neil points out on the podcast, that game regularly goes off anyway. I'd completely forgotten. It is a high-scoring fixture, just generally, for whatever reason. And then you think, and I've said, look, I think it's going to be high-scoring. And if I sit there on Sunday night and I've lost to you by 2 or 3 points and Everton do get 4 or 5 and I haven't got Richarlison in the team, I've got no one to blame by myself because I basically think they'll get a few.
Yeah, true. I need to decide... my strategy, I guess, James. Like, the majority of my team is safe. They're safe players and safe picks. Triple City, triple United. Ings is safe. Pulisic is safe. Double Liverpool defence. Wolves. So I want to find... I've got two transfers, right? I want to find transfers that could have the highest impact. I want to look for something like Richarlison, for example, will be lowly owned and could have a high ceiling. I want to find 3 or 4 players that won't be crazily owned, that not the whole FPL community is going with, but could have a high impact. Chris Wood is another example of somebody that could do particularly well, but won't be hugely owned, and use my transfer for that rather than something safe and simple. Like Fabianski to Pope, I have enough money to do. And it just kind of is safe, covers me off a little bit.
Fabianski could easily outscore Pope, mate.
He could.
You've already got two very good goalkeepers in your squad, mate.
But it's a defensive move, right? Getting Pope in because it covers you up. Because you're going to have Trent and Robbo. I've got Trent and Robbo. You're going to have De Bruyne and Jesus. I've got De Bruyne and Jesus and Ings. So this is a 5 versus 5 or 6 versus 6. If you get one of Martial or Fernandes, and you're going to keep, I don't know if you're going to keep Greenwood. Suddenly it's like a handful of players. This is 5 versus 5. I want one of my 5 to have the potential to be a 15-pointer. And that could be what causes that differential.
Just imagine
Antonio is one that I like.
Yeah, Antonio Richarlison I like. I think it'll probably rule out Spurs for you because I think you trust what I'm saying. That I'm not going to go there.
I'm not interested in Spurs, I'll be honest with you. I mean, Palace are not great, but against Manchester United, they put in a good performance. On their day, they're still stubborn buggers.
You haven't got any much stubbornness left in that back four, unfortunately.
No, true. The injuries are a concern.
But I do think what I'd said yesterday, I think 1-0 will probably be about right. To muddy the waters a little bit for your Burnley faults in terms of trying to get some coverage there, it's not definite that Nick Pope will be in goal for me. I'm just looking at it from, I mentioned yesterday about Kieran Tierney being in my thoughts. Why would I go Pope and Tierney when I can go Bardsley and Martinez? Fucking saving there's like nearly 2 million quid, mate.
Yep.
So it might even be... I don't think I'll go with no Burnley, because I think that will just come back and haunt me. But it might be that I might start with Martinez and have Barnsley and just still go with a one. And know that if you get one in, all right, you'll probably just be blocking me off and I won't have the advantage then. But then I've got the Guna defensively, which you won't have. Can you see Watford scoring? Watford scoring at Arsenal?
Unless I choose to play Martinez ahead of Fabianski if I don't change my goalkeepers. And it's not a done deal that I'll play Fabianski over Martinez. It's not a done deal.
I think there's every chance that Arsenal, West Ham and Burnley will all keep clean sheets this weekend. Really do. By the way, for those thinking Everton, Sean has said, like, forget an Everton clean sheet. I went every way with him. Dean, Michael Keane, Braithwaite, he's like no to all of them, mate. But yeah, I think Martinez, Pope, Fabianski are probably the three best goalkeeping options this weekend, in my opinion. I wouldn't mind which way anyone went.
Do you think it's mad to go with just two City?
No, I don't. Nothing's mad, mate. Depends what you can get on the outside, right? Like, I can't foresee you removing Martial and Fernandes from your team.
No way. They're not going anywhere.
No. And I don't want to get rid of either of them either. But I know I need to find some advantage somewhere. And United have shown enough sloppiness in the last two games, where both Fernandes and Martial have scored in those two games, by the way, that I need to try and do something. Martial is haunting me now, mate. That goal against Wolves in game week two, I can't get it out of my head.
My problem is here. I've got De Bruyne, Foden, Martial, Pulisic, Fernandes, Jesus, Greenwood, Ings as a front five. I want to play them all.
The ideal front three I would want this weekend is Jesus, Ings or Bamiyang. That's the front three I want, really.
So I've got two out of those three, but I've got Greenwood. Now, I'm not dropping Greenwood and I'm not benching Greenwood. He needs one shot. All he needs is one opportunity with his left or his right and it could end up in the back of the net. So I'm not dropping Greenwood. I'm not dropping Martial or Fernandes. I'm not dropping De Bruyne. Pulisic is on great form. Foden is in this kind of grey area, this annoying grey area.
I don't think he'll start. I really don't think he'll start.
So I have to sell Foden. If I want to go into the game with three City players, then Foden's the one that I have to move on for Mahrez or something along those lines, right? But I could downgrade Foden to Suchek or cheaper and then upgrade Pulisic to Mahrez.
Suchek's a good shout as well, genuinely.
So I'm in this situation where there's so many good players that I could potentially get. I don't feel comfortable wasting my transfer on Foden to get, but I have this, if I want three City, Foden has to be the make weight.
This is simple advice as well for the free hitters, but there are a couple of extremely cheap players out there who you wouldn't necessarily want in your start 11 worth considering. Brandon Williams at the moment is 3.8 million. At the moment, he's going to be in every fucking free hit team going, mate. Imagine that. You'd have 3.8 million Williams might start for Man United. And I think you and I bought Greenwood at 4.4.
Yeah.
So,
Is he at 5 million almost?
Greenwood is 4.9, I think.
4.8.
Yeah. I think he might have even had a dip, actually. I think if Greenwood stays in my squad, he won't be my 11, funnily enough. I mean, it wouldn't be worth me... Because what I mean by that is I'll go with a 3-5-2, and it's just not worth me moving him to someone else. He would probably sit as my first sub, I think. It's really difficult to predict what's going to happen in that Leicester United game. I think it will either be extremely tight, or I think if Leicester need to chase, United could do them quite badly. I don't think... Something tells me it's not going to be routine. It's either going to be United are going to smash them, or it's going to be a horrible, horrible watch for United fans. And I'm completely convinced that Leicester won't win. But I wouldn't be that surprised if it's 0-0 or 1-1 and really a nasty game of football. I think if United score early, they could batter Leicester. But do they want to? That's the other thing. Look at the way they played against you on Wednesday. If they do go in front, what are they going to do with the game? Because I mentioned this on the podcast yesterday. I think they'll play with fear. That's my instinct. I think the fear of missing the prize is so big, and even more so considering all everybody's done since the return of restart is rave about them. The reality actually is very recently they've lost to Chelsea in the Cup semi-final, they've drawn at home to West Ham and drawn at home to Southampton. Those results are not that fucking clever, actually. They can't afford to miss that prize because everybody thinks they're going to get it now as well. And I just think there's fear about them. You could smell it on Wednesday and I feel it again for Sunday. It's just how quickly they decide to manoeuvre the ball on the counter-attack. And it might be that that fear comes with them having a 1-0 lead, in which case they can still do damage. I think at 0-0, the longer it stays 0-0, it's obvious, but the more likely that they won't score in the game almost.
You're definitely going to go double Liverpool defence in Trent and Robbo. Do you feel
Not definitely. I might just go for Trent and accept that you're going to have the Robertson advantage on me. Might be how I decide to go. I won't go with neither. I can't remove Trent out because in any fucking game, he can get 20 points. Robertson, he's not capable of a 20-pointer. He's capable of a double-pointer. And the fact, obviously, I won't be watching the game means I don't have to watch Robertson tearing up and down that left flank. So I might just go for Trent. There isn't much I feel that I want defensively. I think it's really going to centre for me around Liverpool, Burnley and Arsenal are the three teams that I'm most interested in. I'd be surprised at the moment if I end up something defensively away from that. Unless I hate the Manchester City team and might look at someone like Mendy, for example, if he's playing. But then
Why Mendy over Kyle Walker?
I just think that would be an on the spur moment. It depends who the fullbacks are. If it's Mendy and Walker, Walker might tuck in a bit and Mendy will fly up the pitch. Whereas it's very difficult to know with Walker if he's going to tuck into an inside fullback position or if he's going to fly down the flank.
Just bomb down and he's
it's
rapid.
Difficult to know. And the assist against Watford, I mean, it wasn't great, right? Sterling's goal all over. He doesn't get the returns that he used to years ago. I'm not saying I wouldn't. It's just on my instinct would be if I was going to end up going for a defensive one, it might be that seeing Mendy in the team would perhaps tempt me if I didn't like the attacking players in the City team. For example, suddenly if we got people like Doyle playing, young kids, and it's not completely out of the question. I just think there's too many boys in that City team are looking to break certain records and do things. And I think Sterling plays, I think De Bruyne plays, I think Mahrez plays, I think David Silva plays. I actually think picking the City team this weekend, in terms of predicting it, is easier than it is most fucking weeks.
If I decide to break away from my double Liverpool defence, which I can do, and say I let Robbo go for a City defender, whether it's Walker or Mendy, who would be the better options, the fullbacks as opposed to the centre-backs? It gives me enough money to turn Phil Foden into an Antonio or one of these kind of players. And suddenly I've got more diversity at the back in that I'm not doubling up anywhere. Now, you will have the advantage of Burnley, who are probably high up there in terms of nailed clean sheets. But then I've decided on a 3-5-2. I think that what's really key for people is decide who your bench is and then focus on your 11. At the moment, I'm still struggling who to bench.
When not necessarily.
When you've got Foden and Greenwood, it's like, okay, I need to, if I'm going to play a 4-4-2 or a 3-5-2, that dictates who I'm going to put on the bench. And then I can make my decisions on who I move on and from my starting 11 that I don't want to improve.
Not necessarily. So if you take me, for example, I might end up with a combination of Jesus and Ings, Jesus and Aubameyang, Jesus, Aubameyang and Ings. Or Aubameyang and Ings.
Yeah, so you, but if it's three at the three up front you want to play, then it's Jesus, Aubameyang, and Ing.
But then I can't decide on my bench. The decision I need to know is, it's okay, right?
Your formation.
So if I'm going two up front, Greenwood is the sub, and if I'm going with four in midfield, which 4.2 million midfielder I'm picking? I think there's a 4.1 knocking about now. Actually, who's unavailable? Might even be Guendouzi, I think.
He was cheap. Was Guendouzi? Yeah, very difficult. There's going to be a lot of tinkering for people in the next few days. I feel like we're doing a podcast here to talk about our final thoughts, and yet they're so uncrystallized at the moment.
It can't be final because you and I are both... It's difficult, right? You and I are both definitely going to the situation where we think we're going to get the Man City team and take advantage of it.
Correct.
Whereas I know some of the listeners are probably not going to be in that position. But as I've kind of said, I think the Man City guys are going to play. Can't tell you how long they play for, but David Silva, Mahrez, Sterling, De Bruyne, I all expect to play. I think Jesus will probably play as well. And that's basically the attacking five.
Yeah.
There isn't actually anything else particularly to predict. Probably Gundogan behind them, and the back four, probably Garcia, Otamendi, Mendy or Zinchenko, Kyle Walker at right back, Edison in goal. That's what I think the team will be if someone wants me to predict it.
Fascinating. Should we talk about a differential team?
We should, we've got a free hit team to pick, mate.
Right, how much money do we have?
Well, that's irrelevant, isn't it? Who's in this free hit team that we want to keep? We've got Alisson and Martinez. Money isn't normally a problem for us.
Alisson is up for Golden Gloves as well, isn't he? Is it him or Edison?
Edison. Alisson's two off.
Ah, okay. I'd keep Alisson.
Fine. So Charlie Taylor's got to go as it stands. We're just swapping for another Burnley one, mate. Azpilicueta against Wolves.
They'll be up for it. I think we've got double Wolves defence there.
I don't want double Wolves.
So Bolly's got to go.
Bolly goes, Doherty stays, yeah?
Correct. Azpilicueta stays.
Okay. Joe Gomez.
I'd go to, is Mendy under 10%?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Then I'd go Mendy, maybe.
We'll come back to that, because I think we'll look at the City assets as a whole, because we definitely want David Silva, I think, mate. Mm-hmm. Foden, go. Son stays. Mahrez stays. Saka, go. I mean, it's kind of neither here nor there, actually.
We'll probably end up being benched.
We'll go three up front. Jared Bowen, yellow flag. Do you know anything?
I know nothing.
No, neither do I at this stage. 75% chance of playing.
Moyes' press conference, I think, was half 9 or 10 this morning. I'm not sure if he'll let anything leak.
Goes onto Twitter. It's 10:15 a.m. at the moment. Searches for Ben Dinnery. 10 tweets in the last hour. Adam Smith should be fit for Bournemouth. Nothing from David Moyes on the fitness of Aaron Cresswell during the broadcast section of this morning's press conference. Played down the Jared Bowen knock midweek. I don't think there is a serious concern. Meanwhile, Snodgrass and Fredericks remain major doubts, but are not ruled out. So Fredericks could play at right back instead of Johnson. Although, I think he'll just play Johnson again, won't he?
Yeah, he's been doing okay. I would play him again.
So we can leave Bowen.
Keep Bowen.
Okay. Yep. Chris Wood stays.
Yes.
Jesus stays.
Yes.
Firmino. Finally scored at Anfield.
Yeah. Stays, I guess.
You think?
Oh, you think he'll get rested? They haven't got any more games after this weekend, so...
I'm thinking Calvert-Lewin.
Not as Harry Kane will be over 10% because of dead team ownership, isn't it? So.
I think Calvert-Lewin, mate.
Okay. If you want this cash in on your Everton hunch, then go with Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Calvert-Lewin, Josh King, Lacazette. Yeah. The only ones really. The thing is with this, I'm not fucking around with this team at 10 to 3 on Sunday. So I don't really want Lacazette in there. Calvert-Lewin, I think. For me, for Firmino, frees up some money.
Cool. Okay.
That's a transfer never made by anyone. Right. See, that's going to allow us a bit more power on that maybe in midfield. So, see, as it stands now, we've got a midfielder slot to fill and two defensive. We've got 19.8 million, mate. It feels like David Silva's got to be in here for us.
Yeah, I think as a final shout.
So Man City players we can have is anything defensively bar Kyle Walker. Riyad Mahrez we've already got in the squad. Bernardo Silva we can have 7.9% owned. We've got Jesus. Essentially, which three do we want? We can't have De Bruyne or Sterling, obviously.
Stick with Mahrez, Jesus and...
David Silva. I think that's the three, yeah. That seems quite straightforward to me. See, the thing is now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, Calvert-Lewin Wood. Can we even get rid of Saka and power in something extra in the middle of midfield? So, because there's a few just under. So Richarlison, 9.1% owned, for example. Antonio is still only 5% owned. Antonio's a better option than Bowen now, surely.
Yes,
especially
as
a doubt round.
If we're on a free hit, I would swap out. If we've got the money, I was going to say swap out.
Right, let's get Bowen out, put Antonio in. We've still got big money to do what we want with this defensively. And there's no Richarlison. I feel like we should sacrifice Calvert-Lewin or Wood. They can still stay in the squad, but play one.
And play 3-5-2. Play 3-5-2.
Get Richarlison in, mate.
Yeah, I mean, Calvert-Lewin, I am not keen on. I'm just letting him in because you seem keen on him. But
if
we can get Richarlison, just bench him.
Right, Richarlison goes in. That would give us a midfield five of Mahrez, Silva, Son, Richarlison, Antonio. I'll tell you what, someone will be fucking free hitting that midfield this week. What a differential midfield that is. Mahrez, David Silva, Son, Richarlison and Antonio.
That's that could do well.
Yeah, it really could, yeah.
Yeah, that could do really well.
So, Azpilicueta, Gomez, Doherty, the back three, is that what we're looking at? No Burnley?
Yeah, that's fine.
So you'd rather play Azpilicueta this weekend than a Burnley player or an Arsenal defensive?
The reason is because I think Chelsea need to attack and maybe he'll have the opportunity to get forward.
So you're looking at it from an attacking point of view?
Yeah, not a defensive point of view. I don't think it's going to be a 0-0. I mean, we're playing two defenders against each other in Doherty and Azpilicueta. And I don't think that game's going to be 0-0. So it's purely for the attacking returns from those two.
Okay, there's 14.2 million left. This would be to fill... bench. So are we saying we want our team to be Alisson over Martinez? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Azpilicueta, yeah. Joe Gomez, Matt Doherty, Mahrez, David Silva, Son, Richarlison, Antonio, Wood and Jesus.
Yeah.
Captain?
Riyad Mahrez, but if you want for sentimental sake, go with David Silva.
Do you think?
Yeah.
If Jesus plays, mate, he's the one who should have the armband. As shit as he is. He's playing fucking Norwich. All he's got to do is stay in the penalty area and chances will come.
I would go David... Yeah, any of the City guys, toss a coin.
Should we just go David Silva for sentimental? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think so.
All right, David Silva, differential captain for game week 38. Done. We'll lock that team in unless there's any issue. I love that midfield, mate. Mahrez, David Silva, Son, Richarlison, Antonio. That's fucking fire, mate. it's mad that they're still gettable in a differential team. What's the overall rank we've got of that? Should we have a quick look? 826,000.
So
one last push. That's decent. 750k. Yeah, it'd be nice to get in there. 826,000 is not a bad rank. We will. So many of you have responded on Patreon saying you want to get involved in this next year. So we will set up a differential league next year. Rules are you can only buy it under 10% owned. And we will do it as overall ownership. Unfortunately, it's just too difficult to manage for everybody to do live ownership. And we'll sell at 20%. Ownership if it goes over. What we'll probably do is we'll set a cutoff of 24 hours before deadline where you have to sell your player, and it might be that I'll need a nice volunteer for someone to keep a lookout on that. But we'll cross that bridge in August.
Indeed we will, or even September as we get closer to
as your north
start
team
of the season. Killing it, James.
Do you know what? My South team, I'm not even going to lie, mate. I don't even want to make a transfer. I really fucking like the team this week.
Well, don't make one.
No, listen, we don't waste here, mate. I'm probably going to end up getting an Arsenal defender in or something. I'm actually really happy with what I've got. I've got
585k.
I've got Ings, Kane and Aubameyang up front. And I've got a midfield of Bowen, Antonio, Pulisic and Son. I ain't touching that, am I? It's actually really good this week. I'd probably be binning one of the Watford players I've got on the bench for something better. I would be bussing. The key decision for me is at the moment, I would go, interestingly, Azpilicueta playing instead of Jack Stevens of Southampton. That's where I'm at the moment.
Final push. So what's your overall rank now, James?
For my main team?
Correct.
I think it's 166,000, I think, which I think... I didn't realise, this will sound ridiculous, this shows how much attention I pay. I thought my rank last year was in the 190,000s. It wasn't, it was quite a bit higher. I don't take much interest. I finished last year 164,000. I had a very good final game week 38 last year, so I think maybe that's what I had in my mind. 164,000 last season. My current rank is, interestingly, 167,000.
So your goal would be to break the what? Top.
My only fucking goal, mate, is to beat you. Listen, if you get 15 points and I get 23 points this weekend, that'll do.
Yes, unlikely as it is. I'm sitting at, not that you beat me, that we get 15 and 23 points respectively. I'm 21 points off the top 100k. I think that's going to be particularly hard to claw back. But for me, if I can finish 10 points outside of the top 100k, then that'll be fine for me. Depending on what obviously everybody else.
What was your rank when we restarted? Weren't you about 400,000?
460,000.
To be fair, we've had a very good fucking period since this lockdown.
Yeah, I've gone from 464 after restart to 146.
Listen, if I could have the scores that I've had, let's remove the monster game week 30. If I can start next season with these scores, 75, 76, 58, 70, 70, 52, 78, then I can win FPL next year, mate.
Potentially, let's see.
The average there's... It's like high 60s, 70. That would win you FPL if you could maintain that average. But I realise a lot of people are having very high scores at the moment.
Indeed. I had a little bit of calm yesterday because I am in one mini league with two other mates. It's just three of us in this mini league. We put 20 quid each into the prize pot. So whoever the loser twos are. And I've got a 30-point lead in that league. So the likelihood of me losing that now is very low because none of the other boys have got any chips and my team is pretty decent. So even if I do lose to you, I've got 40 quid coming on one side, so it covers the 50 that I'm going to have to pay you. So I'm only actually out of pocket for a tenner net. And that gave me a sense of calm because I'd be really irritated losing the whole 50 quid. So there we go. I'm only in for a tenner now. And it just feels a lot less stressful being only in for a tenner.
I have one last question before you go. Your captain this weekend will be, as it stands, you are allowed to change your mind.
Martial.
Yeah, I'm fucking fearing it. Yeah,
Martial.
I can see you're not going to go with the City. My captain will be Raheem Sterling or Gabriel Jesus or Kevin De Bruyne or Riyad Mahrez or David Silva. Basically... in that order. If Raheem Sterling is starting, Raheem Sterling will be my captain at the weekend.
Yeah, tough. Guys, at the end of the day, don't forget, it's only a game, so no point in losing your hair or going grey over it. Enjoy the tinkering over the next couple of days.
Speak for your fucking self. Mind you, it's definitely Tottenham Hotspur that's made me grey, not FPL, mate.
I'm not worried at all. So we are coming back at you with a live stream on Sunday. Well, James is. I won't be there. I might jump in the comments. Although I've got a few friends coming around to watch the games. So might be a bit rowdy around mine.
If you want it to be rowdy, stick the fucking stream on the telly, mate.
yeah. We could do that. You know, with I may even for the Patreons, there is the option of launching your own watch party on BT Sport. You can invite friends to watch a game.
Oh,
with
yeah,
you.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So on my iPad, I'm pretty sure the West Ham game is BT. Yes, it is. So I might even chuck that in there as a link. And if anyone is why you'd want to watch that over any of the others, if you are, then do come in and join. Other than that, of course, stay safe. Do jump on Slack for any conversations and questions. And we'll be back at you next week. Good luck with this game week from me. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Very good luck this weekend. Cue music, please, Manchild.
The Fantasy Football Show.